welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Koontz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We are back in the studio today. Last week we were broadcasting from Miss Effie's Fresh Flower Farm, and that was just a lovely interview.
Yeah, that was fun. It was our first mobile attempt at podcasting, and I think we rocked it.
I think we did too. So
we can do that.
We can do
that.
Very
cool. We have some ideas of some other places that maybe we can do some podcasting from. So watch out. We're unleashed now.
Uh-oh. Unleashed. One of the reasons we were in the area in Donahue, Iowa, was to attend the Illinois State Master Gardener Conference in East Moline. And that was a great day of learning. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, you, Donna, were recognized as an outstanding master gardener. So, cowbell for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And I think that's a great honor.
It is. Yeah, I was very surprised. I was surprised to be nominated. And then when they chose me, yeah, I was shocked. But I appreciate it. And you know, I'll just keep gardening.
Absolutely keep gardening. But I think it's a good recognition of your hard work.
Yeah.
And your interest in learning more and supporting the Master Gardener.
Yeah, it's a volunteer program. And part of the qualifications for the application were you had to have at least, I think it was 180 hours of volunteer time in gardens, not my garden.
Right.
Now, my garden, I have a bazillion at least. And that's a lot, a bazillion. I don't even know how many zeros that is, but it's a lot.
More than
zeros.
We can count.
Yes. So I didn't have quite a bazillion, but I had enough to qualify. And I really appreciate it. It was very humbling and a goal that is beyond anything that I even thought about. When I decided to join the Master Gardener program or to take the course, that was one of the best decisions I ever made. It really was.
I really think it was. We have both met some great people.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Through that program.
Yeah, great people, great projects, and just really something that I believe in. And so very cool.
It was very cool.
So that's enough
cool.
About me. Or is it? Oh yeah, it is.
Oh my goodness. And from there, we went to Franklin, Tennessee. Back-to-back conferences.
A long, long trip from East Moline.
Illinois is a long state.
It's a really long state.
And we joined then Tribe Conference on Saturday and Sunday. That is a marketing conference for creatives, artists, writers, entrepreneurs, and we really fit into that group.
Yeah, we did. And more so, we'd been another time.
Yes.
And that, at that point, I felt like was more geared toward authors.
It was.
And you were writing a book. You hadn't published yet. But since that time, you've published two. And I hadn't written a book. So I kind of felt awkward. But yet, people were so nice to me.
They were.
And I just kind of did fit in somehow. And little did I know that, you know, there was a lot that I had in common with a lot of people.
Absolutely. And even that first time we went, which was 2 years ago, you've talked a lot about over the years about things you learned there.
Oh, yeah.
Things that
the
encouraged you.
The speakers were incredible. The caliber of speakers.
Yes.
That is just unbelievable.
It is. These are world-class caliber.
Yeah.
Speakers that Jeff Goins brings in.
Yeah, people have bestsellers. I mean, we're talking about successful people, and here's little Five Feline Farm
at the table.
At the table with them.
We were.
There you go.
This was the last year for Tribe Conference, but we will stay connected with some of the people we met there, and
we continue to be encouraged and put into practice the things that we learned there and growing this business to the next level.
Yeah, I felt like there was so much. We're still, it's what, 2 weeks out yes. from that? We're still processing, and we have gone over our notes again. We both took a lot of notes.
Oh my.
I even took a lot of notes, and I'm not really a note taker. But there was so much. There's so much in the with the speakers in terms of building yourself up.
Yes.
And kind of your value and seeing your value and finding your artistic outlet and getting paid for that.
Right. And those are the kinds of things that we are encouraged to step out and do some real growth. Now that we're both retired, we can take those things that we learned and not go back just to business as usual, but taking that information and building our business and growing because we can focus on that.
Yeah, I feel like we came back and made some business decisions already based on the information from the conference.
That's something that I think all of you who listen and follow us, who come to the farm, will start seeing the evidence of that growth as we take the next step and the next step and the next step.
And approach our business in a different way. I kind of feel like, you know, now we can approach it more, I don't know, this sounds kind of weird, but like in a professional way.
Right.
And it's like, I feel validated now. Like, we're for real. So, you know, you guys who know us, one of these days, you're going to be able to say, I knew them when.
Exactly. And one of the things that sticks out with me is in how we make a transition from what could be an expensive hobby to a successful business.
Right.
And I think we've crossed that line.
We have definitely crossed that
line. And
we
are continuing to grow that. So
yeah.
Really exciting.
We kind of, at first, and we've talked about this, we really weren't real sure what we were doing. And sometimes I feel like we still don't. But we do have a lot of experience, and we have done a lot of continuing education for both of us, you as through writing.
Yes.
Us in business, you know, learning more about business. And I have done a lot with gardening and learning better techniques and how to have a more sustainable or have sustainable practice. And so we continue to grow and learn, and we are putting that into practice here.
We are. And as we continue to do that, we are going to build some of how we teach others to do that. So you'll be seeing more of that coming over the winter as we build that part of our business. And, oh, we have an event coming up. We
oh,
should
we
tell
do.
The people about
yeah,
our
we
event.
Do. Yeah, this is like big deal.
Big deal.
Yeah, big deal.
So we're recording this on September 22nd, and the clock is ticking toward a big event.
Yeah, so October,
I feel like we need a drum roll, but I don't have one of those.
Yeah, I don't know. We may have to do a cow roll. I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Okay, let me see if I can get a drum roll, because I have this picture of a cow rolling across the front yard.
I know, you know how I am, and you know how my brain just goes there. See, I have this creative stuff that just needs an outlet.
You need an outlet.
Yes, I do. So.
And apparently right now, for all you listeners, it's the podcast.
Yeah, sorry about that.
but we digress. So,
oh, yeah.
Tell us what is happening here at the farm on October 12th.
So October 12th, we are going to have Farm Fest.
Yay!
Woohoo! So try to say Five Feline Farm Fest really fast.
At the Farm Fresh Mercantile.
Yeah, that's a lot of Fs. I know.
Oh my.
That's kind of crazy. But anyway, so we're having an event, and that will kick off our Farm Fresh Mercantile opening for the season. So this year, as you know, I think we've talked about this before. We're going to be open more.
Yes.
We will have expanded hours during the holiday season. And we're excited. We have a lot of, we're going to have Hazelland Farm will be here with mushrooms and bouquets. And they're just cool people.
They are cool people.
So they'll be here. And
we'll have Dodie and Dexter playing in the corn crib from 11 to 2.
Yeah, 11 to 2.
And
that's free. So, you know, come on out, bring a lawn chair. We're going to kind of suggest maybe that you carpool if at all possible, because we have a lot of people that are already showing interest in the event, which we are so excited. I mean, we want to put Hutton on the map.
And I believe we are.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
might have a couple of other surprises. We'll see who.
Well, we have four little pumpkins.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we have four little pumpkins. And they're really people.
And they're pumpkins.
And they have pumpkins, all kinds of cool pumpkins. And we have already started decorating here with some of their pumpkin stacks. And it's a great family, and they have some amazing products. So they'll be here.
Yes, and possibly another vendor or so.
Yeah.
We still have some folks to contact, but you need to come out here and see what's happening.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. The Merc will be open. We are going to launch some new products, I'm hoping. We're
yes,
working really
we
hard
are
right
working
now
on
in
new...
the gaps when we can, but we're going to have some new products. And you're going to have maybe some other baked goods.
Yes. As we open here, baked goods will be available by pre-order only. I switched to a different permit when we operate out of the mercantile here. So I will be advertising scone flavors and a special new to the Merc, mini pies.
Oh my gosh. These are amazing.
They are I'm going to just say adorable.
They are adorable,
individual
yeah.
serving size pies, and we'll have probably three different flavors. We're finalizing the flavor list, and those will be available to order. So we'll be sending out information. If you haven't signed up for our email list, you can do that by going to our website, 5felinefarm.com. And look for the sign up. You can get a free ebook when you sign up for our email list. We'll be sending out emails about the event. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Find out what's happening there, and you'll find how to order.
Yeah, so yeah, that's really important that when we are at the farm, so from October until the market starts next year, to get baked goods, we can do them here, but you have to pre-order them. You don't have to pay for them first.
Right.
But
pay
you just
you
have
up.
To pre-order so that we have an order for that before we bake them. We can't just bake a bunch and you come buy them. It's just a different rule. It's just the way it is. So, you know, it's okay.
Worked
last year.
Yeah, it did. And it actually kind of helps me prepare and
right.
plan.
So we don't
the
have a
months.
lot of waste. We don't want to do that. But yeah, it's going to be fun. We've got a cornhole game already. So
yeah.
I don't know what else we might have, but we just want people to come out, hang out, enjoy it, enjoy some wonderful music from Dodie and Dexter, and, talk to people.
Yeah.
And enjoy this beautiful, peaceful setting that we have right here.
So that is our exciting news and an update on where we've been and what we've been doing. And we hope to see you at the Mercantile.
Yeah. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of 5 Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.